When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Sunday's superlatives.
All right, so as I referenced, we all know the high school superlatives, most athletic, biggest flirt, whatever. And we're going to wrap up the NFL regular season by handing out some awards. So, Jenks, I will give you the honor of going first.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, I'm going to go with one that probably won't surprise you, and I can't wait just to get this out of my system once and for all. I'm going class clown. And, of course, I'm talking about Joe Judge. There's a lot of guys who would qualify as being the class clown, but this guy takes the cake. He led the Giants to a six-game losing streak in the regular season. First time that has happened in Giants history. 2 weeks ago, he made that comment, speaking of the Washington football team, where he implied that he wasn't the one overseeing a clown show. It was Washington. Didn't say it directly, but everyone knew what he was talking about. And then what does he do? He goes out against this very same football team, the Washington football team, and calls one of the dumbest things, the dumbest plays I've ever seen, where he went for a quarterback sneak on a 3rd and 9 from his own 4-yard line in the second quarter. You know what sort of message you're sending your team? It's, I don't believe in you guys. We need an extra yard here just so we can punt. In fact, they asked him after the game. Here's his direct quote.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We were backed up. I wanted to get some room. What a caveman. Definitely class clown, Joe Judge. Sayonara.
Jinx, I'm going to disagree with you because I feel like the NFL head coaching class of 2021 deserves this award as a group because Clark Brown usually goes to a player. And listen, Antonio Brown did his best to take this award back for the players. He did everything in his power to put on a spectacle and give the NFL players the award of class clown of 2021. But listen, the NFL head coaches this year, you talked about Joe Judge, but when's the last time somebody talked about the absolute insanity that was John Gruden? He offended just about every minority, despite being like this amicable personality. And then we haven't even talked about Urban Meyer. Like in any other year, Urban Meyer would win this award by a landslide. But congratulations, NFL head coaches this year. And oh yeah, Matt Nagy was getting chance of fire Matt Nagy at high school basketball games. So clown show of the year goes to the NFL head coaches class of 2021. It's been a banner year.
it really has been a banner year. These guys should form like a musical group or something and call it whatever because they've just been so bad and they can feed off each other's just awful karma and awful head coaching ability. So you actually, you're right about that. It's not just Joe Judge. It's a whole cadre of NFL coaches who have been awful this year.
All right. Do you have another one or do you want me to go?
I got one more for you. Most gullible, Shad Khan, owner of the Jags. He hired Urban Meyer. We were just talking about herbs. And when Khan made this hire, he said very famously, "This time I got it right." No, you didn't. No, you didn't. He lasted less than a season. I guess if you were looking for a head coach with magical Columbus butt fingers, you got it right. That's the most significant thing that Urban did all season long. And then after he does the right thing and fires Urban, what are we hearing now? that he's seriously considering bringing in Bill O'Brien as head coach, you're going to follow one bad head coach with another bad head coach. Bill O'Brien dismantled the Texans. He's one of the reasons why the Texans are at the bottom of the barrel in the NFL, because they let him have his way with personnel, and he made bad trades, bad decisions. He tore that franchise apart, and now you're thinking about hiring him? Most gullible. Who is whispering these things into your ear, Shad Khan? Quit being gullible and make a good call.
All right, so what I took away from that was Magical Columbus Buttfingers is the new band name of the NFL firing.
Yes, perfect. It's got a little something to it. You won't forget it, and it's appropriate.
Oh, and Urban Meyer won't even know the reference. He'll be like, what? This was a great season. I had dreams of excellence for the Jacksonville Jaguars. People were going to want to play here. But no, that didn't happen. Sorry, Herbs. Next up for me, I'm going most athletic. Deebo Samuel. Why is nobody talking about this guy for the 49ers, who is third in the NFL in scrimmage yards and, oh, by the way, completed a pass as a quarterback last week for the 49ers, an absolute electric factory as a receiver, 1,400 yards receiving and almost 400 yards rushing. Like, we can't even decide to play props for this guy as a receiver or a running back, because each week it is hard to tell. But I'm going to go most athletic Deebo Samuel, because he is the Swiss Army knife of the 49ers and a big part of the success of San Francisco down the stretch.
I like that a lot. Deebo Samuel has quickly become one of those must-see players. You just want to see him with the ball in his hands, and he is, you're right, whenever San Francisco struggles on offense, they need to move the football. It's just fine, Deebo. I don't care what you're going to do with him, whether it's handing off, letting him pass, catch a pass, whatever it is, just get the ball to Deebo Samuel. He's been awesome.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.